listening to In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here today by Diva Key, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, and Lisa Kenworthy, County Health Department Director. And I want to talk a little bit about this segment, the importance of getting your MMR shots. I know measles has been kind of popping up here nationwide recently. Yes. I think we saw our first case in Kansas not too long ago as well.
Yes.
But you guys do offer those through the health department.
Yeah, we do, as well as all other immunizations we do. But, yeah, right now, if you watch the news and that, there is a significant outbreak throughout the United States. And what they've seen is we don't have an outbreak here in Kansas, so let me specify that. We have seen some cases, but there's criteria for it to be considered an outbreak. Closest has been Colorado, Missouri for us. But where they've seen it is those that are unvaccinated. The MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, is the vaccine for that. So, you know, we're stressing to get immunized. Children, you know, starting at age one is when they get the first one. They get the second one at age 4 to 5. It is very important to get that. Adults need it as well. So if you haven't had one, which most probably have, but when you're talking the older generation, which they may not have two, they may have had one, and you know they need a second one to protect themselves. Measles is highly, highly contagious. That's why it is really hitting the news. Spreads very easily. A person who has measles, you know, who is positive, may not know it. They could cough in a room, and then they could leave the room and somebody come in, you know, even a couple hours later, and they, with that, could catch measles. So it is very important to get, you know, immunized, be up to date on all of your immunizations, really. That's what your immunizations do, is protect you from diseases. You know, like flu shot doesn't keep you from getting the flu, but if you do, it reduces the severity of it. Some of these do prevent you from getting it. MMR basically, or excuse me, measles, they have seen this is the second greatest increase that they have seen since 2002, when basically it was pretty well eliminated in 2002. And we're seeing it increase again back to not vaccinating. You know, polio is also another one that basically was eradicated that we don't see. That, you know, there's no epidemic, but, you know, we are slowly starting to see some cases of that again due to unvaccinating.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's been a trend of people choosing not to get vaccinated, and obviously you're seeing the trend go back the other direction.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. And there's several, you know, several reasons that people might not unvaccinate. Unfortunately, there are some children that can't due to health issues or conditions. They're not able to. And so those all around of us need to. It's called herd protection. We protect those that cannot. But there are some that are just choosing not to, that there is really not a medical condition. There are religious exemptions as well, but they've really, they've really seen a trend that those exemptions are kind of being, and I don't want to say abused, but maybe used a little bit more than really, you know, truly reasons not to. So, yeah, it is showing a significant increase because of not vaccinating.
All right. Yeah. Well, moral of the story, get vaccinated and get out in front of this.
Yes.
Real quickly here, we got a few minutes left. I want to talk with Dee here about the comprehensive plan. I know that was discussed yesterday in other business here. Where are you guys at in terms of that?
Progressing.
Progressing, okay.
We had last Thursday night the planning board met. There's a separate committee that has been involved in creating the countywide comprehensive plan, and they brought some of their suggestions and so on to the planning board, who is the next advisor. They've been working with it for, you know, been on that board number of years, looking at things about population on acreage. We have a 40-40 rule that limits the number of houses that can go in the rural area, and there was a discussion about making that a little different so that you could put all of them in kind of like an estate area But then did you eliminate the right for somebody else to put a house on the backside of the ground that they own? So that's conversations are pretty meaningful and intelligent. We're looking at urban sprawl and trying to make sure that we can – I think the result will be like an emphasis on the Highway 24 corridor where the urban areas are and around the cities and trying to get good – we'll be doing building codes here in the next six I'm going to say 6 months because I'm a realist. But we've been working with Manhattan to try and match their building codes. The challenge is they want to change them in the fall. We want to put them in place. People don't want to assume something that they don't understand. So it goes back to the feedback we get from people. So the countywide one has been in process for quite a while. In Blue Township, we had the opportunity to meet a lot of people at six different meetings and one comprehensive meeting where we said, here's the five or six things you can do. And then we had individual groups from homeowners associations come in and talk about it. And there's about 15 people that are going to study it further. The Blue Township people are board is studying it further. They have an authority that can operate. And we're looking at public development organizations that can fund some things. The question of how much do you want if you become a city. But county commissioners can't make it a city. That's up to the local people to petition. That's been very interesting. I can tell you that it boggles the mind sometimes. And I wait for what the people kind of move forward on. We've given them the information.
We have a phone call here. Let's go ahead and get them on quickly here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Okay. He said make it quick. Has there been any more thought or study done to we talked about these ambulance services put in Manhattan and Pott County, Raleigh County, Pott County. And I know it was suggested by several people that we get a private ambulance service and get out of a private business. That's a private business. It should be a hospital or an ambulance service. And we could sell those new ambulances to them. They'd have the equipment. They'd have everything ready to go. We could get out of the business, and if you were talking about that, then we could talk more about the bridge going over the river, which, as you well know, you need, and Pott County's going to pay for it, I understand. So I'll listen.
We did take a look at the private ambulance service from Topeka when we had that moment of separation from Raleigh County. And I would have liked for us to collaborate across the county line. The discussion didn't go very far, but that's history. You got to let it go. Having those ambulances, because we already had some and we had the personnel, I think we're doing pretty well on it. The biggest problem with the ambulance is the non-payment of people that are too poor to give, you know, cover their costs. And it's never off the table, but at this moment we're doing a good job and creating a service that is, I would say, extremely good. At the change process, in the midst of all the other change, it was just that we needed to be there and be there for the people. And the one from Topeka wasn't ready to go clear to Onega or clear to Havensville. And we have a big area, so we've managed to get it pretty tight right now.
All right. I'm out of time here, so I appreciate you guys joining us here on In Focus. I got to get to my next segment, but we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Lisa Kenworthy, Dee McKee, our guests here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We're going to talk with Michelle Hobbs from Meadowlark Hills up next.
The K-Man Morning Show is brought to you by Manhattan Meat Market. Stop by Manhattan Meat Market today and put the best of Kansas on your grill or smoker tonight.